I'm tracking a missing classified document. I was expecting it to lead us to a nest of cultists, but it seems they've learned how to use a photocopier, and this. His over-the-shoulder wave conveys world-weary regret. Is their idea of a joke? Unfortunately, the document in question is classified, and we can't ignore it. We can't ignore the possibility of an ambush either, but at least it ought to be easy enough to evacuate. Alan, would you mind contacting the local fire control? I think a snap inspection of the library sprinkler system ought to get our feet under the table.
Barnes nods wordlessly and starts to call the fire control room on one of the other handsets. In the back, Warrant Officer Howe nods at his men.
Strip!
The hazmat suits come off to reveal regular fire brigade overalls underneath.
Okay, as soon as we get the go-ahead.
Angleton waits tensely in the front passenger seat, fidgeting with something small and dark. Nobody is watching him, but an observer might think from his behavior that he's worried they're too late. While Angleton and the Oculus team are getting ready to raid a public library in search of a missing document, Mo is midway through her second glass of lemonade in a wine bar with a man who would be Punnin, and I am phasing in and out of consciousness in airless darkness and pain in the boot of a speeding car. Regrets? I have them. For instance, I never wrote to my MP to express my displeasure at the widespread deployment of sleeping policemen around the capital. It never occurred to me to do so. Mo and I don't own a car, and speed bumps are a rarely cited problem in our world. But right now, I am learning to hate the things with a livid passion usually reserved for broken software installers and lying politicians. My abductors appear to be incapable of slowing for obstructions, and every time we bounce over a speed cushion or crunch down off a raised speed table or swerve through a chicane, I take the full force of it on my right arm. That goat-fucking cannibal cultist asshole Julian packed me in the boot, damaged side down. I don't have the strength, the room, or the leverage to turn myself over. I swear, when I get out of this thing, I'm going to run for mayor, and the first item on my manifesto will be to order the transport planners to scrape the fucking things off every road in London with their tongues. Second item on the agenda, making it legal to shoot any cultist seen in the city after sundown with a bow and arrow. Sort of like that bylaw York has, the one about Welshmen. Or was it Scotsman? Where was I? Oh, I blacked out again. This is bad. My wrist feels damp. Think I'm bleeding again. They got my phone. I don't have a ward. If I'm lucky, Mo or Angleton got my messages and they know I'm in trouble. If Angleton finds my phone, I'll be in trouble. How much trouble? How much do you think, running classified software on an unauthorized system? How long will it take them to figure out I'm missing? What time is it anyway? How long have the goat fuckers had me? Hey, why am I scrunching up? Fuck. I hate roundabouts. When I'm mayor of London, I'm going to require all cars to have transparent boot lids on pain of pain. So what if you can't leave your shopping in the car while it's parked? Fuck 'em. Why won't they think of the kidnap victims? Oof. That was a bad one. Where are they taking me? To see the mummy. Dust from the mummy's tomb. A line of bandage-wrapped can-can dancers. High kick in the gallery of dreams. Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh. How strange. Whoa. We've stopped. Engine running. Traffic lights, damn it. Maybe that means we're on a main road? Pull yourself together, Bob. Observe, orient, decide, act, rinse, spin, repeat. I'm facing forward, arms handcuffed behind my back. If there's an emergency child latch in here, it'll be behind me. Chance of grabbing it, effectively nil. Might be a different story if my right arm wasn't fucked. Inventory of useful shiny occult tools, zero. Inventory of weapons, zero, unless you count my head. Give 'em headbutt. Ow, fuck. Speed bump, traffic planners, red-hot pincers, you know the drill. It's stiflingly hot and noisy in here, and it smells bad. They won't get my blood out of the carpet in a hurry. Huh. Forensics will have a field day if... Oh. For a moment there, I was hanging on that pole, staring out across the grey wasteland towards a distant pyramid. There's an eye in the pyramid, but it's sleeping. I'm terrified that it's going to open and see me. They're taking me somewhere specific. When they get there and open the boot of this car, I'll be in the open for a while. That's when I'm going to have to make my run. Won't get a second chance. Observe, orient, decide. Boris sent me on a course on evasion and escape a couple of years back, after the mess on St. Martin. Said it might come in handy sometime. I thought it was only going to be useful for keeping out of human resources sites, but you never know. Trouble is, 99% of the game lies in not getting caught in the first place. Once the bad guys get their claws into you, everything gets a lot harder. Harder. How desperate am I to escape? Depends, because I'm not totally without resources. I've still got my head. Yes, but if I start down that road, I won't have it for much longer. I'm an experienced computational demonologist. I can program zombies, plan the perfect Pet Shop Boys album, but running code in your head, and that's a one-way ticket to Kranzberg syndrome. It's like the Queen and her magical power over Parliament. She can veto any law she likes, but it's a card she gets to play once. Am I willing to risk a one-way trip to the secure wing at St. Hilda's? Hell yes, if the alternative is to be the center of attention at a cannibal cultist dinner party. Ah, lost it again. Roundabouts. I feel really sick. The smell in here isn't helping. Need to concentrate on not throwing up. What procedures do I know that are simple enough to iterate in my head and effective enough?